The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome again to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really happy you joined us on this beautiful Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Pat Lowney. Good morning, Pat. Sitting in for Randy.
Good morning, Tony.
Glad to have you on board, Pat.
Glad to be here.
Our show this morning is a very good program. If you're a business owner and you're looking to finance a project, stay tuned because our guests this morning are Jason Monette, who's a senior VP and senior lender, and Matt Wilcox, who's the vice president and loan officer with WBD. We're going to be learning a lot about them and how their program works and how it can benefit you as a business owner. But I'd first like to just remind you that the show is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter. We're located in the Fox City's Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. And we'll tell you more about our program or our chapter throughout the program. If you have a question for our guest this morning, you can reach us at 281-1150. Write that number down because you're probably going to want to call in. 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can reach us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. So I'd like to welcome Jason and Matt to the show this morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You betcha. It's good to have you here this morning. Tell us a little bit about yourselves, and then maybe you can tell us a little bit about WBD. Jason, you want to go first?
Sure. My name is Jason Monette. I've been with WBD since 2001. Prior to that, I worked in the commercial lending department at Associated Bank. I've worked my way up through the ranks, and now I'm glad to oversee our entire lending team, including Matt, who serves the Fox Cities area here.
Great. Thanks, Jason. Matt?
Well, thank you again for having us here today. My name is Matthew Wilcox. I have been in banking for over 20 years. The last year I was recruited by Jason and the president of WBD to come over and participate as a loan officer with WBD. Prior to that, I had been in banking since 1994, the last couple years at BLC Community Bank here in Little Chute as the senior lender. And during my time in banking, I have done over 10 of the SBA 504 loan programs that closed and a number of other projects that ended up going to another lender but went 504. So was a big believer in the program and was happy to join the team here at WBD.
Great. Well, thanks a lot for being here this morning. What does WBD stand for and what does it do?
Right. So we're a nonprofit organization that provides access to capital for small businesses to grow and create jobs. And the primary way we do that is through, as Matt alluded to, the SBA 504 loan program, which is a great source for long-term fixed-rate financing for real estate and equipment projects for small business. And as we'll talk about, we'll cover more of the benefits later, but the key benefits are a minimal down payment, typically as low as 10% borrower contribution is required to use the program. And then that long-term fixed rate, we're offering 20-year fixed rate money at around 4.5% today through the 504 program.
Fixed for how long?
20 years.
That
right?
Got my curiosity.
Right, right. Wow. So we are technically what's called a certified development company. As I mentioned, we're a nonprofit organization. We've been around since 1981. Over that time, we've financed over $2 billion in projects. We've helped create 64,000-ish jobs throughout our territory.
In Wisconsin.
So, yeah. So that's the 504 program. There's a couple other things we do. I think it's important to differentiate kind of the SBA worlds a little bit. Because of our expertise with SBA lending in general, we also provide what's called lender services. So we're able to serve as sort of the back room for banks or credit unions that choose us to package their SBA 7A loans. And, of course, the 7A program is a loan program that provides a guarantee to the bank and will allow the bank to stretch into borrowers and markets that they might not be able to do without the SBA guarantee. So more startup lending and other industries that, for whatever reason, they may not be able to get comfortable financing conventionally. And then the SBA world in general, of course, provides favorable terms, which we'll talk about, extended terms and amortizations, which can really help a small business's cash flow, especially if they're in growth mode. And then the third component of our organization, mentioned 504, mentioned lender services. The third piece is we do some direct lending through a community advantage loan program. We're able to do some direct SBA 7A lending for targeted areas and smaller dollar amounts.
Is that community advantage program statewide, Jason?
It is, yes.
So is there, what's the size limit on that
one? So our target market, Tony, is loans of $150,000 or less.
Okay. And you mentioned the 504 program and the 7A program, and you touched on it. 504 is fixed asset, long-term. Mm-hmm. 7A is, what is 7A used for?
So 7A has a more diverse use of proceeds. It's essentially any business expense that a small business owner would wish to finance. So you can do term working capital financing. You can do real estate, equipment, inventory, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, do these two programs come together when
Absolutely.
You're doing a 504
yep,
loan?
Absolutely. We'll have a fixed asset need, which can be done via the 504 route, and then there's some other non-504 eligible, non-fixed asset uses where the 7A can layer in.
Mm-hmm. Matt, tell us a little bit about who's eligible for a 504 loan. Is any business eligible for a 504?
No, not any business is eligible for a 504. Nonprofits are not eligible.
Pretty much any for-profit business, any business that occupies the real estate that they are looking to purchase. The other key components are they have to have less than a $15 million net worth per the tax return. So pretty high number.
To be a small
right.
business.
To be considered a small business. Right. And they have to have less than $5 million in average net income for the last 2 years. And then the other thing that's important to note, obviously, as I mentioned, they've got to be on the 504 side investing in real estate or equipment projects in order to meet that threshold for use of proceeds.
Right. Businesses primarily engaged in gambling are not eligible
yeah,
as well.
Right. No gambling, no nonprofits.
Yeah, some business owners might say, I'm taking a gamble by starting my business.
Correct.
But that's a different kind of gamble.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So it has to be the kind of a business that really creates jobs. I mean, isn't 504, WBD, and aren't they really interested in creating jobs?
Very much so. It's not an absolute litmus test to qualify for the program, but that's why the 504 program was originally founded, to help businesses grow and create employment.
What I really like about the 504 program is what you mentioned. There's only a 10% equity required. Many mm-hmm. traditional loans require mm-hmm. 25, 30% down. That really frees up some working capital for the business to use in marketing their firm or paying more employees or growing the company.
Sure.
Huge advantage.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely.
In terms of funding for the loans, you're not tax supported. Are you taxpayer supported?
No. So as we'll probably talk about in a little while, the end rates to our borrowers that I mentioned earlier include all of the fees associated with the program. So that includes what's called a subsidy fee to the SBA, the federal government. The subsidy fee covers the cost of the 504 program. So we're proud of the fact that we're a zero subsidy program. I've had the pleasure to visit our congressional delegation in Washington. And really, this program continues to have very strong bipartisan support because of that. We're not quite baseball and apple pie, but we're pretty close because it's a job creation economic development program and does not require any taxpayer dollars to support it. The other thing I'd mention, which you may ask, Tony, is how does WBD fund itself? And again, the main portion of our income is an additional servicing fee that's priced into the loan rates that I mentioned earlier. So that 4.5% 20-year fixed rate money includes both sort of our shim as well as the cost of the government in terms of supporting the program.
Now you have to keep your doors open.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of the eligibility, it's how long does that take? And then if they are going to be doing some financing, do you work with the customer or do you work with a bank who works with the customer? How does that structure work?
Yeah, so everything we do involves a bank or credit union.
Okay.
And
so
obviously
there's a lender
small
involved.
Business always a lender involved. So the basics of the structure in the 504 program are typically there's a third-party lender, as we call them, bank or credit union, that will provide a first mortgage loan for 50% of the project. And then our fixed rate piece comes in a second lien position behind the lender, so it creates a comfortable loan to value for them. And our portion is typically 30 to 40% of the project. And then the borrower contributes as little as 10% to the project.
Gosh, when I was a banker for 30 years, I did a number of 504 loans and a lot of SBA 7A loans like Matt. Mm-hmm. But why wouldn't a business owner want to go with a 504 program?
Well,
if they're spending a lot of money.
Right.
You know, fixed rate, the bank gets a first lien position, the banker's happy, you're taking the second, you're taking all the risk. gosh.
We certainly feel like it's an attractive package. And when you look at the kind of the key things when you're dealing with your lender as a small business owner, they're going to typically offer you a conventional financing option,
sure.
right?
And they should.
And
yep.
hopefully, if you're a small business owner that likes what you're hearing, you can also ask them to prepare a 504 proposal. Well, you know, that proposal on the conventional side, from an amortization perspective, what we typically see, that's, of course, the period of time that the loan is repayment is based on, it's typically a 15 to 20-year package. The term, it can be, if it's a fixed rate, they're probably only providing a 3 or 5 year term on that note.
Then you go into the arm wrestling session after
Correct.
The 3
yeah.
to 5 years.
Rates or fees are negotiated. Typically, yep. you'll have a required down payment of 20% or so. And then you obviously have to provide collateral that fully secures the loan. When you look at a 504 option, when we look at the amortization, of course, our loan is a 20-year term, 20-year amortization, fully amortizing for the life of the loan. The bank or credit union needs to provide at least a 10-year maturity on
yes.
their first mortgage loan, and typically they'll have a 20-year amortization, which results in some nice, comfortable payments. And then the huge benefit, as I mentioned earlier, in using the 504 structure is that our 20-year fixed rate on our piece is right now pricing out at well below 5%. And the borrower contribution, as noted, is as little as 10%. So you can really gain some serious advantages and retain some of your cash flow for growth. And then finally, just touching on collateral, we are not collateral lenders. We are management and cash flow lenders. So we will secure only the project assets, as we call it. If we're financing real estate, we'll take a second mortgage on the real estate. But we don't look to take people's equity in homes or anything else to secure the debenture. We typically look at the project assets only. So that can be another advantage to leave some of those other assets out of our pool and available for other financing
sure.
in the future.
Jason, could you talk for a little bit about how important it is in this period we've gone through with 8 years or so
yeah.
of low interest rates
yeah.
and a 20-year fix going forward?
Right, yeah. So it's a great question, Randy. When are rates really going to go up? We have seen prime increase 0.75% over the last year. So
yeah.
was 3.25% a year ago or so, and now is up to 4%. So I think, you know, as we continue to see slow growth in the economy, you know, we all anticipate rates will rise. So the beauty of the 504 program is it continues to provide that long-term hedge against inflation, that long-term commitment. You know, we always preach when you finance long-term assets, you should finance it with long-term financing. So just as you finance your home typically on at least a 15, if not a 30-year committed
right.
payment, you have the peace of mind on the business side here using 504 to lock in that commitment for 20 years and lock in that long-term fixed rate.
Yep.
That's a terrific benefit to the borrower.
Huge. Absolutely huge. Great for cash flow, and they can use the savings to fund the growth in their company.
Right.
Jason, before we get through with the first segment, I want to go to a topic on WBD. You're one of 252
yeah.
CDCs around the country. Where do you stand?
Yeah, thanks. So far, year to date, we use the government fiscal year, but we're ranked the eighth in terms of the number of 504 loans we've originated and ninth in dollar amount. So for a CDC in a relatively, you know, Wisconsin's about an average size state. When you look at population, GDP growth, and most other measures, but we're certainly above average in our standing in 504 lending, which we're proud of.
We do things right.
Yeah, and a lot of that's obviously all that thanks goes to the small business owners and
the
cooperating lenders that we work with that
yeah,
use the program.
Banks and credit unions. You really can't do it alone because you do need that lending institution partner.
Everything
in the process.
We do involves a lending partner.
Yep. Well, this has been a great first segment. We're going to take a break right now. We'll come back on the next after this break and have another segment. Continue to talking to Jason and Matt at WBD, and you're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM. And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with a couple of gentlemen from WBD, Jason Monette, Senior VP and Lender, and Matt Wilcox, a Vice President and Loan Officer. We're talking SBA 504 financing, and how a business owner can really get the best benefit from long-term financing. We're going to come right back to them in a moment. I'd first like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Fox City's Chamber building. They've been a great landlord for us. We've been in existence for 42 years. We're probably a well-kept secret, but we don't want to be. We have probably 53 to 55 volunteer mentors in our chapter, and our chapter services an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. And we are one of about 352 chapters around the country. SCORE is a national organization, a volunteer group, nonprofit, and it was started by the SBA about 1965. I might not be certain on that date, but SBA was started after the end of World War II, and they realized that so many of the loans they were making were failing. So what can we do to help those veterans be successful in their company? They organized SCORE, which used to be an acronym, Service Corps of Retired Executives. And it did very well, and they noticed a difference, and it survived and grown to 350 chapters around the country. Today, our tagline is SCORE for the life of your business. We can help give you life and sustain life and keep you breathing and growing, all for the purpose of creating jobs in our economy. So if you'd like to learn more about SCORE, you can check us out at foxcities.score.org, and you can go to that website and request a mentoring session with a volunteer. Just articulate your need. We line up your need with a person in our chapter who has that expertise, and we offer expertise in the areas of marketing, intellectual properties, some legal issues, accounting, HR, product development, workflow, banking, cash flow. If you have an area that you need some help in as an existing business, regardless of your size, or if you're looking to start a company, check us out at foxcities.score.org. Well, Jason and Matt, we were talking in the first segment about how the program works and some various connections, and you need a lender and so on. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can take this next segment and walk through an example of sure. What does $1 million deal look like? Can you walk us through that?
Absolutely. So let's say hypothetically we have a growing manufacturer, and incidentally, I should say, about 22% of our existing loan portfolio is to manufacturing firms.
That's
so
good.
That's representative of Wisconsin's strong manufacturing culture, obviously. So we have a manufacturer that's been growing. They have operated historically out of lease space, and they're looking to either purchase or build, let's say, $1 million facility to help facilitate some additional growth they have within their customer base. Typically, of course, the small business owner would investigate options for purchases and also potentially research contractor bids and locations mm-hmm. and industrial parks to build. At some point, you're going to go in and talk to your lender, mm-hmm. and you're going to outline your request. And the lender, obviously, at that point, as I mentioned, could provide a conventional financing option, as I mentioned earlier.
On
that $1 million project, which may require a 20% down payment, $200,000 sure. or so. And they'd be willing to finance the other 80%. They may do, as I mentioned, a three to five-year term commitment on the financing with, a 20-year or 15 to 20-year amortization, and then the rate would be negotiated. What we always want to encourage borrowers to take a look at is at that point, looking at a 504 option as an alternative. And in that situation, the lender could potentially just call WBD, call Matt, and have a joint meeting to explain the benefits of the program to the borrower. And, of course, at that point, Matt would come in and talk about the fact that instead of having to put 20% down payment into a project, $200,000, could go down to 10%. So you've just retained another $100,000 in cash to help support your growth. The bank would have to finance what we call, bank or credit union would have to finance in their entirety what we call the interim loan period. So initially, you just have one lender for that 90% financing, and then we'd work through our process to lock in the fixed rate on our 40% and get the bank paid down. So the important thing to remember really is just to think about this as an additional option and think about the benefits that it would provide you in terms of preserving working capital through the lower down payment and providing that long-term fixed rate. Mechanically, of course, one of the objections we hear to any government loan program, any government program in general, right, is paperwork, right, and fees. But that's really our job as the certified development company that helps deliver the program. We first, I jokingly say, we always harass the banker because what we need for our underwriting process is really going to be the same types of information that they're going to already collect.
Yes.
So tax returns on the business, personal financial statement and tax returns on the owner, and then, of course, the project cost information to what we'd be looking at. And so once they've provided that to us, there's a few forms that we go back directly to the borrower to collect and make sure that we have an eligible application package, and we work through our credit approval process and onward to the SBA application process. So all of that sounds intimidating, but really what we're looking at in a total time frame from when we get all of the information and have a lender on board subject to our SBA approval to when we have that final approval, it's typically 3 to 4 weeks, sometimes can even be less if we hit all of our timing right. All of the 504 loans throughout the whole country, and you mentioned all the other CDCs, Tony, that are active, they're all processed in one building, which is located in Citrus Heights, California. I had the pleasure of visiting there in June. It's not real exciting. It's pretty much just a bunch of cubbies. But they've been fantastic. These days, it's not unheard of for them to receive an application through our secure portal called E-504 and then issue the authorization or approval the same day.
So it's all automated. Preparation on the front end really expedites the...
Correct, yeah. And we've been able to streamline the number of forms that require signature. We've been able to streamline our approval process and the submission process to SBA. So don't be spooked by the timing or the paperwork. The long-term benefits are well worth it.
We have to take a break, but I want to ask this quick question.
Sure.
If the business owner engages 504 with their lender, does SBA stick their nose in the operation of the business for that 20 years?
No, so you... are just dealing with us as your kind of representative or conduit to the SBA. Yeah, definitely dealing with us up front. And then on an ongoing basis, we collect annual tax returns.
From the lender?
We sometimes can get them directly from the lender with proper authorization.
Sure.
But we need annual tax returns.
I just
evidence
wanted
of
to
real
dispel
estate,
the
tax
fear.
Payments
there's
and a few
a fear
other
out
things.
There that you're dealing with a bank and now you've got the government on you.
No,
that's not the case.
It's kind of the same thing the bank requires on an annual basis
correct.
As well. So.
Yep, good point, Matt. Yep.
We have to take a break right now. We'll come back on the other side. And Todd, please hold the line. We'll pick you up on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to our show this morning. We're talking with Jason Monette and Matt Wilcox of WBD, and we're talking about long-term financing for fixed assets like real estate and equipment, and we're talking SBA 7A loans. Stay tuned. We'll get back to them in a moment, but we're going to have Pat Lowney tell us a little bit about a couple of seminars that SCORE is involved in, at least one seminar and another event that we often get involved in addition to the free and confidential mentoring we offer that I mentioned in the last segment. Pat, what's on the calendar?
Well, Tony, we've got one that SCORE is putting on called Introduction to Financial Statements, which is going to be Tuesday, September 12th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., and it's going to be at the Fox Cities Chamber Building in Appleton. And this is going to help you understand, better manage your business, engage with your lenders and investors, and working with your accountant. And I think it's going to be a very good one for a lot of different people.
And a lot of folks need to understand what a balance sheet is and how it works with the income statement and the statement of cash flows.
Absolutely.
That shows how they're managing their company, so they should know how to read those.
Yes.
Yep, perfect.
It's always good. And then the second one we are promoting is Launch Wisconsin's conference, which is going to be October 17th and 18th at Lambeau Field. If you're involved in that or interested in that, Google Launch Wisconsin. This is a great conference. I think I'm going to take a trip up there and participate in it. They've got over 200 speakers, workshops, keynotes, those kinds of things. It's going to be two great days.
Yeah, and I think Steve Case is going to be investing $100,000 in a company, and he only does that in five cities in the country every year.
Yeah.
So he caught wind of Launch Wisconsin. I got to go there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be, we're expecting 2,000 people there.
That's going to be great.
Should be a lot of fun. So, yeah, check it out. What are the dates again, Pat?
They're going to be October 17th and 18th at Lambeau Field in Green Bay. So
super. Well, thanks, Pat. And if you want to learn more about what's going on at SCORE in terms of seminars and so on, check us out at foxcities.score.org. We have a pretty active calendar there, and we don't want you to miss anything. Well, we have a caller on the line this morning, and it's Mr. Todd Miller. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Thanks for calling in. You have a question for our guest, Jason
well,
and
yeah,
Matt?
Actually, Moore got a just kind of a pitch for the 504 program. And Jason, you're familiar with the project, and I'll keep it very, very brief. But we actually ended up working with a local company that hauled products around, and they decided that they would rather, in addition to hauling, they could decide to maybe we could store some products for some other for other companies. And I went in there with the help of the anchor, and the first thing we actually ended up doing, and this ties into your SCORE seminar, Tony, about the financial statements,
mm-hmm.
we had to go in there and fire the accountant and bring in a CPA to basically clean up the financials
mm-hmm.
before we could do anything. And it took us a good year to do that. Once we got that done, we brought WBD in, and we were able to get an approval on a 20-year fixed rate on a second mortgage, around 5%. And the borrower was very happy about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they did have a rough stretch in 2016, but they're off to a flying start in 2017. So the program has been out there for a long time. I've worked for it for a long time, and it is a very, very good program. And I'll just leave it to Matt and Jason if they want to follow up with that.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Todd. Those good comments. Any yeah. reaction, guys?
Yeah, thanks very much, Todd. We appreciate you calling in and sharing that success story.
Sure. Matt, I'm going to direct this question to you.
Sure.
When the 504 program is out there, what are the size requirements? What size companies or loan requests make sense to do 504?
Sure. Really, anything over $300,000 on a minimum basis, total project, is a, sort of the sweet spot of the 504
That's
as
where
a starting
break
point.
That's even hits?
That's
yep.
yeah. correct. And the SBA 504 program can go as high as $5 million total aggregate exposure. So really what that translates to is like a $12.5 million project as 40% can be in the SBA.
Yeah.
So it can be fairly sizable. But don't be afraid if it's a small project. And, you know, we used a $1 million example before, but we have quite a few projects that come through that are, you know, $300,000-$400,000, and a small business can benefit from this. It's not just a large manufacturing company that can do
if
that.
If a company takes out a $400,000 project today and 3 years later they're growing like a weed, they need another million, like Jason said, with a building later on, can they get another 504?
Absolutely.
But the aggregate can't be more than the 5 million.
Than the 5 million, correct.
So they could have three or four of them.
Yeah. Yes.
They could have 7(a)s in addition to those 504s.
Correct.
Yeah, and total guarantee authority between the 7(a) guaranteed portion and the 504 debenture has to be 5 million or under. There is an important exception, though, and it kind of touched on it earlier. Manufacturers, we have a per project limit. So we can go to 5.5 million on our portion per project. So we have borrowers in our portfolio that are manufacturers where we've done multiple multi-million dollar projects, and we may have between 10, 15 plus million in total exposure on 504 to those manufacturers. SBA is screaming at us to help manufacturers by using the 504 program.
Manufacturing creates jobs.
Yep.
Manufacturers grow, creating
absolutely.
More jobs.
Yep, absolutely.
That's a great program for manufacturers. So what if I'm a manufacturing, Pat, and I own a very successful manufacturing company, and we have $13 million in existing commercial loans on our real mm-hmm. estate, and we have about 17 years left on that 25-year amortization. Can I refinance that into a 504 program?
You can now.
Really?
Wow. We have. There was a short period of time between 2010 and 2012 where post-Great Recession we were allowed to do standalone refinance projects.
Sure.
And WBD, proud to say, we were the most active 504 refinance lender in the entire country. We were
Ooh.
Number one ahead of any other CDC. So fast forward, the return to the refinance program, we're very pleased to have it back. Under that program, we can not only look at new money requests, but also look at existing real estate and equipment loans that were originally used to acquire or construct fixed assets. And we can take a look at layering in a new refinance structure to provide the borrowers long-term fixed-rate financing. For existing debt, the way that works is you get a new appraisal, and we can lend up to 90% of that appraised number to take out existing debt. That would mean the bank would be at 50% LTV, we'd be at 40%. There's also an ability to finance on a limited basis some business expenses, or what you may call cash out, and have those rolled into the structure of being secured by the existing fixed assets. If we're doing a cash out project, we're limited to 85% loan to value, and the cash out portion can only be 25%. But both situations, again, provide that opportunity for the borrower. Maybe you missed the boat on 504 the first time, but here's an opportunity to re-rack your existing obligations, use the refinance program, and lock in some funds long term.
And as you mentioned, with rates possibly moving up, they've already gone up about a point, and there's probably more risk of rates going up than benefit of rates going down in this economy. Why not consider that?
Absolutely.
So if a company's listening, someone's listening, do they call Matt? Do they call Jay? Who do they call? How do they get – what's the phone number?
Sure. Well, you can certainly call the local office here in Oshkosh. The general number is 920-231-5570. You can ask for me. We also have Jeff Scheffler is another one of our loan officers here that works the New North Territory, and Jason as well.
And you have a website with information, too. Is that wbd.org?
You got it.
All right. And people should go to that site, because right at the top of that site are the rates you have right now for the 20 and the 10-year issues. And that's got to pique anyone's curiosity to learn more about this program. Think about it as an option to traditional financing. If you're thinking long-term in the growth of your company, you need this program, and structure your balance sheet with the right debts.
Right.
Absolutely.
We also have a great video about what WBD is, or who WBD is, and what a 504 loan program is, that I've told Jason multiple times as a lender for all these years trying to explain the 504 program to a borrower. I wish I would have had that.
Yes.
I could have just showed them that, and in 3 minutes it gives a very good comprehensive overview of what the program is.
And really, if the business owner wants to learn more, there's no harm to the business owner by calling Matt and asking for an hour interview and learn more about it. And if it's not going to work, fine, you checked it out.
Absolutely.
But you don't want to not check it out and find out after the loan was done, you could have done it. So,
right.
Matt, another question for you is, what sort of specialty use, how does that work with a specialty use or startup companies? How do you handle a startup?
Sure. Well, you know, as we talked about before, with the SBA 504 program involved, you can get involved with as little as 10% down. There are a couple things that change that and increase the requirement for down payment. One is a special use building. Some of the ones that come to mind would be like a funeral home if it has a crematorium.
A dental laboratory?
Typically those aren't, unless there's a lot of special purpose build outs. But
right.
Hotels, okay. Convenience stores,
bowling alley,
assisted living, bowling alley, yeah.
And then those specialties, what is the equity requirement on those?
Then it's an additional 5%, so 15% down.
Still. Compared to what a bank would require in a traditional bank loan?
Correct.
Yeah.
And also startups, if it's a startup business that's been around for less than 2 years, the SBA does require an additional 5% down. So if it's not a special purpose building, but it's a startup, it would be 15%.
Got it.
If it's a special purpose building and a startup, it's going to be 20% down.
Got it.
But still 20-year fixed rate on that. At that point, 30% of the project is a win for the business owner.
That's huge. Yep.
Do you do anything with agriculture?
Yes, we do some dairy for the most part. There's been some struggles with that in recent times over some environmental requirements, but we're working through that right now, and hopefully we'll have a solution. So it's something that we have been doing.
Okay, great.
Any other industries that are like you doing a lot of hotel work or manufacturing? What kind of industries?
Yeah, so historically what we call accommodation and food service, so hotels and restaurants, have been just south of 20% of our portfolio.
Okay.
And of late, we've certainly seen a surge statewide in hotel requests, mostly purchases and renovations. So we're being a little careful with that. We don't want to become overly concentrated. But right now, our portfolio in hotels alone is only about 10% of our overall portfolio, so we're still okay. We've also, as I mentioned, done a lot of manufacturing loans. That comprises about 22% of our portfolio. We do a lot of professional buildings. So you mentioned a dental clinic earlier. That would be an example of that. And those are somewhere in the 15 to 20% range of our portfolio. We can also do retail. Obviously, the retail sector has some challenges these days, but we've certainly done retail operations over time. Things like wholesaling, cold storage also fit, and then recreational facilities as well. When you think about the way the 504 program works, with us being a second mortgage loan, providing the lender with a more comfortable loan-to-value position, I think it's a fair assessment to say that a bank will look to us for that credit enhancement, if you will, when they're looking at a project in a slightly higher risk industry. So that's why you may see our portfolio skewed a little bit more that way than a traditional bank portfolio. But that's part of the reason that the program exists.
And even if there is no risk in the deal and the borrower has a great balance sheet, they should still consider going 504 for the fixed rate option.
Correct.
And there are two other benefits that, Matt, maybe you can talk a little bit about that 40% portion that WBD SBA are holding. If the business owner wants to sell or move, there's some benefits there too, aren't there?
Right, yes. It is an assumable loan upon an underwriting process and approval. So if you are a business owner and 7 years down the road, for some reason you want to sell or you have a reason to have to move on from that opportunity, the person coming in to buy that could potentially assume that submarket financing. We use the example of right now where our rates are around 4.6, and if you had a 20-year fixed rate locked in, and at the time you were going to purchase a building, bank rates were 7.5. You can assume a good portion of that debt at submarket financing and benefit from that long-term lower fixed rate than what you get in the market.
And
today,
you can take that second mortgage position to the lender who's going to enjoy a first mortgage, and that's behind the first mortgage of the lender.
Correct.
Yep. Who loses?
Right.
We haven't seen a lot of assumptions of late. I'll just note that because we've been in such an extended low rate period time frame. But going forward, I would expect to see a lot more.
It could be. And with the boomers selling, retiring, wanting to position their company for selling and making it easier to sell, it's a great opportunity to include that in their planning.
Right.
But they can also move the balance of the loan to another project. Is that how that works?
So what we call a collateral substitution can work in some cases. So if they would outgrow their current facility but want to keep that loan in place and secure it with something else, we can typically work it into the debt structure on the new property. So, that's another nice little option for some folks.
Well, I'm really eager to call somebody and I want to talk to them. Matt, what was your phone number again?
Give your direct line.
Sure. My direct line is 920-966-1490.
And you can also learn more if you go to WBD.org. You have a good website. Matt, you mentioned you had the video out there.
Yes.
And there's contact information there.
Correct.
So really, if anyone's listening and they have a business and they're looking at financing fixed assets of $300,000 and up, or if they have existing debt out there and they're fearful they have to go to the bank next month, arm wrestle for the next 3 years of interest rate, why not consider looking at WBD and see what that fixed rate option might, how that might play out for them?
Absolutely.
Because refinances are available now. One quick question on the 504 loan. A lot of banks will impose a prepayment penalty. What is the prepayment penalty on a 504 loan?
Yeah, so I'll take that one, Tony. So there is a prepayment penalty in place for the first half of the loan.
Okay.
And it declines each year. So on a 20-year loan, which is most of what we do, it's in place for the first 10 years. The first year, it's the note time, or the note balance times the coupon rate, which right now is about 3% before those servicing fees I mentioned earlier, times 100%. Next year, it's basically 3% of the loan. Next year, it's note balance times coupon rate times 90%. Third year times 80% and so forth.
Okay.
After 10 years, the prepayment penalty is gone.
But nobody's going to want to prepay the bond rate loan.
Right.
They prepay their bank loan first because it's usually a higher rate or more vulnerable rate.
Correct.
But they can do that.
Yes.
Oftentimes the bank puts in a refinance penalty on their first mortgage loan that if it's refinanced by another financial institution, there is a prepayment penalty, but they don't usually mind if the business owner has excess cash flow and wants to reduce their debt to reduce that bank's first mortgage position.
Sure. Their equity position's improving.
Correct.
Their LTV's improving. With that, we're going to take our last break. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up the program, and I'm really looking forward to the biz tips that Jason and Matt have for us this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found the new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Fox, helping you make life happen. Now with 19 locations. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results.
Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk, and our guests are Jason Monette and Matt Wilcox of SBD. We'll get back to them in a moment, but we want to make one last statement about our SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. We bring you this program every Saturday morning. We've been doing it for probably 17, 18 years, and we could not do it without our sponsor support. So we really appreciate the sponsor support we've been given all these years. And they rotate out in and out, but we want to thank Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hayling CPAs, and we also want to thank Sarah DeBruin at Legal Business Edge, LLC, for their support of sponsoring BizTalk for you each weekend. We also want to thank Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski and his team in Oshkosh. They built their website, biztalkwithscore.com, and they help service the website and keep it current and all that good stuff. And we want to thank Zach and Gretel and Steven over there for all the support they give to SCORE. Also want to thank Jerry Mater and Larry Desch at the Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to it, gosh, for only $20 a year, you can get a lot of good information on what's going on in the business environment, the community here in East Central Wisconsin that will help you grow and help you compete better. So check out the Business News, and thanks, Larry and Jerry, for your support. Guys, we're going to wrap up the program now, but we wanted to talk a little bit about owner-occupied buildings. Some of those may be eligible. Can you give us a rough overview?
So you have to have an active small business as well. So things like apartment buildings where you're just collecting rents are not eligible. Flip side of that is things like assisted livings where there's assisted living facilities where there's an element of care and service provided are eligible. So if you have any questions about whether you'd qualify or not, by all means, give us a call.
Who do we call? Call me. And what's your number again?
My direct line is 920-966-1490.
And I'll also mention I'm available as well many times in the Oshkosh office, and Jeff Scheffler, of course, is extremely well-versed on all of the eligibility requirements as well.
And you have a number of loan officers serving the state.
Correct.
So if Matt's on vacation fishing.
We'll get your answer.
Again?
We'll get you an answer.
Then we'll get somebody to help you out.
More likely to be hunting for him.
Yeah. And we also wanted to talk about, I want to emphasize this point. If a borrower goes to a bank and gets involved in an SBA 7A loan or a 504 loan, they're not inviting the government to come and intervene in that relationship. the lender's the point.
Correct.
Correct.
Yep.
So it's not like it might have been 40 years ago where the all kinds of intervention and answering all these questions. It's not like that.
And further that point too, Tony, SBA is no longer the lender of last resort. That ship has sailed a long time ago. So we have a lot of healthy borrowers that are using the program because they recognize the benefits of the terms that they can offer.
Right.
And I also want to just for your the credibility of WBD, we in Wisconsin should be very proud that you are ranked in the top 10 of 252 in the country. And when you think about all those industrial areas of our country, mm-hmm. Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, all the things going on, we're in the top 10.
Yeah, and don't forget like economic engines like Southern California where there's just so much going on. So, yeah, we're very proud of our standing. And
I imagine you guys will be up at the new Launch Wisconsin event. You're going to be up there mixing around with the crowd and then answer questions up there.
Absolutely.
So we'd like to ask guys, and as we end the program, we do each week, what would be your business tip to our listeners? Matt?
Sure, I'll take that one first. Well, I've been saying this to small business owners for many, many years. One of the things that I say you can do best is to develop a very strong team around you. You know, develop a relationship with a banker, your accountant, organizations like SCORE, and definitely do not be afraid to ask questions. The more questions you can ask, the better off you'll be.
Great. Thanks. Jason?
Yeah, mine is, since we're talking about financing, just be open to alternative options. We've talked through a lot of the benefits that SBA financing and 504 specifically can provide to you. If you're undertaking a large fixed asset project, you could be looking at a lower down payment than a bank would require. You'd be looking at a 20-year fixed rate near 4.5%, which will really help you long-term lock in those payments, preserve your working capital, provides extended terms and amortization, so you have that sort of set it and forget it mentality on your long-term financing. So just be open to the option and don't be afraid to ask your lender if there's more than one way to get a project done, and we'd be glad to come in and talk to you and your lender about those needs.
A lot of options.
It is. Well, thank you guys for joining us this morning. We're glad to have you on the show. It's very worthwhile, and we hope that you get some calls in the next few weeks from our listening audience. Some of those folks just don't want to call in during the show.
Sure.
So thanks for being with us this morning, and we wish you the very best. We want to tell our audience that our guest next week is Kurt Haling. Kurt Haling is an owner and partner in Albertson Haling CPAs. They're a sponsor of our BizTalk program, and Kurt does a lot of work with our chapter. So thanks for listening this morning. We wish you a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. You're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY at 103.5 FM.